I'm curious what you see from Case Keenum.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, a quarterback for them that has great mobility, very athletic, you know, has good arm strength, can get the ball vertical downfield. Looks like he's doing a good job of running their offense and kind of managing the system that they have there. And, you know, just a guy that's trying to can make plays and extend plays past the normal design and scheme, which obviously, you know, is a challenge for us defensively in order to handle those situations. So certainly a guy that, you know, we have to give some respect to, and obviously, you know, guy's done a great job of just trying to, you know, produce in that offense, and someone with mobility like that that can move around, we really got to, you know, got to make sure we are very fundamentally sound.
And Matt, not directly related to that question, but I was more curious from something from this past Sunday night. On that Dane Fletcher forced fumble, that was a big play in the third quarter. I was curious, when you guys watched it over, did you give that forced fumble to Dane? I saw where Ninkovich had his hand in there, too. I was just sort of curious if you guys had a better angle on that, what you guys saw when you reviewed that play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, when we go through the film, you know, obviously Dane and Rob both, you know, made a great play, and Dane made a great hit on the play, and you know, just really saw the ball get knocked off the player, and that's what we were really just trying to look for. So, you know, I guess you can argue a whole bunch of different ways there, but it just, you know, to me, it looked like Dane made a really good play, a real solid hit, and, you know, it was really good.
Matt, you may have at least in part answered this question to Mike's, in Mike's first question. But with Keenum in there, as opposed to Schaub, at least there were a couple games when Keenum first was inserted as a starter where it seemed like there was much more of a vertical presence, specifically thinking with Ben Andre Johnson stretching the field. He had that one, I believe it was a Sunday night game where he had three first-half scores. You know, is that accurate that they're trying to, or at least it looked like they've been trying to drive the football down the field more with Keenum, which was a little bit of a deviation from what they were doing when Schaub was in there?
I think that's in built into their offensive system is the ability to do that, you know, and whatever the situation may be or the game plan that they're running may call for. I mean, obviously they're going to design plays where they think they can take advantage of the defense. So certainly that is definitely, you know, you can see with Keenum in there and his ability to really stretch the field and get the ball downfield is certainly something that, you know, we have to be ready for. And obviously surrounding core of skilled players that really allowed them to do that, and obviously Andre Johnson, great player, just so dynamic and so explosive and so dangerous, really, you know, is an excellent target for him. And then, you know, Hopkins is doing a great job, and Posey out there on the field, and Graham too, you know, at the tight end position, you know, really can also push the ball vertically through the middle of the field, which, you know, certainly can stress the defense.
Thanks, Stacey. Matt, this might be a bit skewed because of the success that you guys had stopping the passing game on Sunday night, but the numbers that Denver was able to generate running the football, I'm just wondering if you think that that's maybe cause for concern going forward, or if upcoming opponents try to take that approach, are you confident that you guys can have some success stopping the run?
Well, I mean, I think we take a look at every game and critique it the same way. So, I mean, we are first and foremost, number one, obviously trying to, you know, continually fix any areas that are, you know, or were a concern from, you know, previous weeks or the previous game. So certainly the run game has to be better. We have to do a better job, you know, starting with myself to make sure we have that handled and taken care of, you know, obviously in a more stout fashion. So certainly, you know, areas, you know, we'll look at the run game, third down, the red area. Those are all areas that we will continually try to improve on and get better each week. And you know, I think from a coach's perspective, you're always going to analyze it all and take a look at it and want it all better. I don't think there's one area where you're going to say, hey, this is okay if they were able to do this against us. I don't think that's the way we look at it, and I don't think that's the way our players look at it, which is great. You know, like I said, and I always say our guys work extremely hard to get better and to improve in those areas that we've identified that, you know, weren't executed to the full intention of the game plan.
I think you were asked about a specific play earlier regarding Dane Fletcher, but been playing better lately and had a good game Sunday. Can you just talk about Dane's involvement this year coming off injury last year?
Sure. I mean, you know, Dane obviously is an extremely hard worker, and I would say a guy that really, you know, started, you know, his work right after, you know, his injury took place. And someone that's just totally dedicated to improving himself as a player, you know, and obviously had the opportunity to go out on the field and to do some good things for us this past weekend. And you know, but like every week that he is out there, he prepares extremely hard and really tries to execute whatever role we ask him to do, which is a lot of different things. And, you know, he does a great job at that. So, you know, certainly he's, you know, kind of in the category with the rest of us where we're trying to, you know, just keep working to improve every week. And hopefully we can just build on, you know, everything that was, you know, done last week.
Hey, Matt, sort of building up a question that Mike Whitmore has asked a couple minutes ago. You know, just sort of systematically, is there a running game that you guys have faced this season that reminds you of the Texans? I know they're sort of unique in their dedication to the zone blocking scheme and the big athletic offensive linemen they have. Is there anybody we've already seen this year that you guys have played that kind of reminds you of them in that way?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly, we'll retrace a lot of the stuff to the two games that we played against them last year, and then, you know, obviously just identifying the history with, you know, Coach Kubiak and the background from the Denver program and their type of system that they used to run there with their offensive zone blocking system. So, you know, we kind of categorize it in that manner where, you know, it's very similar system, you know, we've seen in the past and we've seen from them, obviously, in the last two times we played them last year, but going back and through into the old Denver days when he was there, it's a very similar system. And they've really done a great job, I would say, of building their offense and their offensive line to really kind of be that and handle that system. I mean, I think those guys they're big. They move extremely well. They're very athletic. And, you know, they do a good job of getting out and getting on the blockers and really kind of just, you know, I'll say swallow them up or just kind of get on them and engulf them and try to move them and use your movement to, you know, to get you going. And then the backs do a great job, obviously, with vision of being able to stretch it and cut it and find those open spaces that they can take advantage of. So, I mean, I think, you know, Coach Kubiak and obviously Dennison, the offensive coordinator, has done a great job to implement that system. I think it's really about the system there where those running backs have had great success being able to step in and you know, run the system there and be very, very productive. So it's certainly a huge challenge for us to be able to, you know, attack those guys and defend the run and stop the run.